And we're back. Okay. The first batter, Nishioka, grounded out to second base for out number one. Next up is Hori. Saito on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. And Saito gets two quick strikes on Hori right away. Why doesn't it sound like I can hear myself? The third offering by Saito misses for ball one. And the fourth offering is swung on and missed. Strike three. Two away. I'm not hearing anything at all coming through. This is a very bad sign. Testing 1, 2. Fukuda is the next batter. And he takes a curve on the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering is swung on a miss, strike two. Saito coming in there, throwing strikes. SoftBank cannot afford to lose. Well, they can, but it'll put them in a mighty bind. The third offering misses for ball one. And the fourth offering by Saito is up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The fifth offering misses inside. A one bounder. And I'm sorry, that is the second ball. So the count is now 2-2. The sixth offering is grounded to the left side and through into left field for a base hit. The Chibolote Marines get the first base hit of the game. Fukuda yesterday had a big double. Came around to score in that eighth inning. That brings up Sabato. Sabato was 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering misses outside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering is swung on a miss, strike two. The count is now two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering bounces a couple of meters before reaching home plate. Taken for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. A throw over to first base. And Fukuda's back. The fifth offering is grounded to the left side, and Batista fields the ball on a hop, throws a one-bounder to first base, but Sabato beats the ball out. It was a nice play by third baseman Batista even to get a hold of the ball, but his throw is not in time to first base. Sabato has himself an infield hit. That puts runners at first and second with two down. And left fielder Franco coming up to the plate. The first pitch to Franco is taken on the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering misses inside, ball one. One strike, one ball, now the count. The third offering is swung on and fouled off by Franco. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The third pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. The center fielder comes in and on a dead run makes the catch for out number three. Franco took the fork ball up the middle. And it's center fielder Shibahata running in and on the run making the catch for out number three. So the Chibolote Marines had a couple of base runners on a pair of two-out singles, but come up empty. After half an inning, there is still no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines fail to score in the first inning. That'll bring up the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks lineup is number one, shortstop Kawasaki. Batting second is center fielder Shibahara. Batting third, third baseman Batista. Number four is designated hitter Matsunaka. Batting fifth is Zudetta, first baseman. Shimizu is on the mound for Lotte, and his first pitch to Kawasaki is swung on and fouled off. After Zudetta, batting number six is Miyagi, the Hawks right fielder. Number seven is Cabrera, playing left. And the second pitch to Kawasaki is swung on and hit up the third base line, but slicing foul and into the stands. Number seven, Cabrera in left. Number eight, Torigoe, the second baseman. And catcher Matoba is batting number nine. Saito on the mound for the Hawks. On the mound right now is the Marines' Shimizu. And Shimizu throws a pair of balls to even the count at 2-2. The fifth pitch misses inside ball three. We've got a full count to leadoff batter Kawasaki here in the bottom of the first inning. The sixth offering is grounded up the middle past the pitcher, past second base, and into center field. Kawasaki leads off the bottom of the first inning with a base hit. That'll bring up center fielder Shibahara. Shibahara appeared in last night's game as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning, and he hit a line drive to right field. Sabato in right then threw to first base, catching Kawasaki off as Kawasaki was running on the play to turn a double play. That was yesterday in the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Shibahara is in there for a called strike one. Shibahara versus Shimizu this season is batting 200. The second offering misses inside ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. And Shimizu throws over to first. Kawasaki back in there. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the third base side. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball to Shibahara. the fourth offering is swung on a miss. Strike three. So Shibahata goes down swinging. Kawasaki remains at first base. And Batista, the Hawks third baseman, comes up next. Batista yesterday was 1-for-4. Over the season against Lotte, he batted .220, 4 home runs, 12 RBIs. And against Shimizu, he batted .292 with 1 home run during the regular season. I'm referring to a nice little chart in this week's Shukan Baseball. The first pitch was over for a strike. Second pitch taken for ball one. The count is now 1-1. The third offering is swung on, and this one is fouled back behind the backstop. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. I mentioned yesterday at the end of the broadcast that Yokohama and Yakult would be playing today. I was wrong. That's tomorrow. The fourth offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Imaya dives, comes up with the ball, throws to first in time to get the out. A great play by Imaya at third base, diving to keep the ball from going through and then getting up and still throwing Batista out. Kawasaki, however, moves over to second on the play. And that'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. Matsunaka against Shimizu this year has batted .292 with one home run. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it up to the left side, but this ball will cut foul into the stands. Overall, against the Marines, Matsunaka batted .351 over the regular season with 7 home runs and 17 RBIs. Six of those 7 home runs were against Watanabe. The second offering to Matsunaka misses inside, ball one. In Central League action yesterday, the Yokohama Bay Stars defeated the Hiroshima Toyo Carp to seal third place. The third offering is swung on and fouled off. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Yokohama is 69-69-7 on the season, with one game remaining, trying to stay over .500. That's been a wall that they've had a really hard time breaking through. The fourth pitch is swung on and lifted high and in foul territory on the third base side. Imae is calling for the ball and makes the catch for out number three. So Matsunaka fouls out to end the inning. Kawasaki led off the inning with a base hit, got as far as second base, but no further. At the end of one inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 1-1 tie, or a 0-0 tie after one inning. So far in the game, Chibolote has two hits. Fukuda and Sabado singled in the first inning with two down, but were stranded. And Kawasaki for the SoftBank Hawks led off the bottom of the first with a base hit, but was stranded at second base. Here in the top of the second, the Marines will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8, Benny, Lee, and Imae to the plate. Saito is on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Saito was 3-0 against the Marines this season with a 3.67 ERA. The first pitch to Benny is a curve in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses inside, ball one. Benny was hitless against Saito during the regular season. The 1-1 pitch to Benny misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth pitch, up in the strike zone, called strike two. 2-2, now the count. The Hawks and Marines on the season, through 20 games, ended 10-10. Each team won 5 and lost 5 at home and away. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. The Hawks batted 286 to the Marines 273 against each other. The sixth offering misses for ball three. Full count to Benny. The Hawks out-homered the Marines in head-to-head competition, 28-16. But the Marines outscored the Hawks 100-80 in their 20 meetings. The Shobu pitch is swung on and hit into foul territory. Zudeta comes over, as does Torigoe, but it's Zudeta right next to the fence who makes the catch for out number one. Benny fouls out to lead off the top of the second. That'll bring up designated hitter Lee. The first pitch to Lee catches the inside corner for a called strike one. The Marines stole 14 bases against the Hawks 8 in head-to-head competition, and their pitchers threw to an ERA of 4.11 compared to 5.09. Second pitch misses for ball one. 1-1 the count to Lee. The third offering, a forkball, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball now the count. Lee against Saito during the season batted 0.91 with one home run. The fourth offering misses inside ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Overall against the Hawks this season, Lee hit 154 with one home run and four RBIs. The fifth offering is swung on a miss. Strike three. Two away for the Marines here in the top of the second inning. And that'll bring up third baseman Imae. The Marines had a short two-out rally in the first inning. The first pitch by Saito catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Imae in his fourth year as a professional. The second offering misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. At Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo yesterday, Nomura had his retirement game, and that drew 29,777 fans. I didn't think 30,000 people could fit into that stadium, but they apparently did to say goodbye to Nomura. The next offering misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to Lee. At Yokohama Stadium 2, when the Daimajin had his retirement game, second to the last game, they had nearly 30,000 people there, and then the next day they didn't even break 10,000. So saying goodbye to their favorite longtime players really draws the fans out. The fifth offering misses inside ball four. Imae draws a two out base on balls. And that'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. Last night, Satozaki was the starting catcher. Tonight, it's Hashimoto. Hashimoto in his 11th year as a player. He was the only catcher in the first stage, the two games against Cebu. Valentine scrambled the order last night. Hashimoto takes first pitch for ball one. But the order today is very similar to what he did against the Lions. Second offering is in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. In fact, the order is the exact same starting lineup as Valentine Kontoka put out there against the Lions on game one of stage one. Next pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Sorry, I have the count backwards. It's two strikes, one ball. The fourth offering is swung on and fouled off by Hashimoto. Count remains two strikes, one ball. It's getting time for several people to start declaring free agency, or at least talking about it. Hanshin only has one person qualifying, Yano, and he looks like he's going to declare. The fourth offering is swung on and missed, strike three. So Saito strikes out a pair this inning to add to one strikeout in the first for his third. And the Chivalote Marines, first time through the order, come up scoreless. After 1.5, there's still no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second inning, where the Hawks will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Zureta, Miyagi, and Cabrera. First baseman Zureta. Against Shimizu this season, batted 412 with three home runs. And he lifts the first pitch deep to right field, but this one is not deep enough. Right fielder is there. Right fielder Benny is there to make the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up right fielder Miyagi. Miyagi against Shimizu this year has one home run, batted 389. The first pitch to Miyagi is in there for a called strike one. The second offering is a line drive to the left side, but Nishioka is there to make the catch for out number two. Miyagi hit the ball hard, but right to where Nishioka was playing. Two quick outs here in the second inning, and that'll bring up Cabrera. Cabrera hit a home run just over the left field fence yesterday. And he's swinging at the first pitch, hitting it to the left side. Nishioka gets the ball deep in the hole on a hop, throws to first just in time. A nice play by Nishioka at short. Again, it's the defense that helps the Chibolote Marines, as it was against the Lions. So, Shimizu this inning throws four pitches and gets three outs, retiring the side in order. At the end of two complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Next up, for the Chibolote Marines, here in the top of the third inning, are going to be Nishioka, Hori, and Fukuda. Nishioka, in his third year as a professional, has become the Marines' main shortstop. He grounded out to first his first at-bat, and he's showing bunt here, but pulls back, taking the first pitch for ball one. Saito's next offering is swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. The third offering by Saito is swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The Chunichi Dragons have five players qualifying for free agency. The fourth offering misses for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Of the five, Noguchi, Tanishige, and Inoue have expressed interest in exercising the rights to free agency. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off. Count remains 2-2. Yokohama Bay Stars have Taneda, Ishii, and Saeki qualifying. None of them have expressed what they're going to do yet. Actually, I think Taneda had mentioned that he's wanting to stay. The sixth pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in, then back. Then Shibahata makes the catch for out number two in center field. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. Hori went down swinging his first at bat. Hori hits a weak ground ball to the shortstop. Kawasaki up with the ball, throws to first. And we have two quick outs here in the top of the third inning. The Occult Swallows, Furuta and Miyamoto, have both qualified for free agency. Furuta, of course, the most likely candidate to become a playing manager next season, will most likely stay with Yakult. The Giants have five possible free agents. First pitch to Fukuda, misses up high, ball one. Pitcher Maeda on the Giants has expressed interest in free agency, while Kudo Kiyohara and Kokubo and Eto have not, although Kiyohara has already been released. The second offering misses for ball one, and pitch number three is down the middle, called strike one. Sorry, that was ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. Hiroshima, Maeda and Ogata, both outfielders, are up for free agency. Neither have expressed what they're planned to do. The fourth offering by Saito to Fukuda is swung on a miss. Strike two. Two strikes, two balls. Now the count. SoftBank's free agents are Jojima and Torigoe. Jojima is going to be getting a lot of attention this offseason, although he hasn't said what he plans on doing. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side, and this one just goes into the stands. For Lotte, second baseman Hori is also up for free agency, still hasn't made a decision. The sixth pitch is in there, swung on a miss, strike three. And Saito has his fourth strikeout of the evening, retiring the Marines in order for the first time here in the third. So, after 2.5 innings, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome, where we have the second game of Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs going on between the Chibolote Marines and Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks will be sending up number 8, Torigoe, and number 9, Matoba, then back to number 1, Kawasaki, here this inning. Shimizu on the mound for the Marines, and his first pitch to Torigoe here in the third inning misses for ball one. Continuing with free agents this season, next pitch misses for ball two. The Cebu Lions, Toyota, Ishitakuro, and... And Takagi. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls. Have all expressed interest in becoming free agents. Nishiguchi still has not said which way he's going to go. The next pitch to Torigoe is swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, two balls to count. Oryx catcher Matoyama and Shimizu still have not said anything, whereas outfielder Tani has expressed interest in becoming a free agent. The fifth offering is swung on a miss, strike three. That's Shimizu's second strikeout of the night, and out number one here in the bottom of the third inning. Next up is catcher Matoba. Nippon Ham, Nakajima, and Kaneko are both up for free agency. Neither have said what they're going to do. And for Dakuten, pitcher Kaneda has expressed interest in becoming a free agent, while pitcher Yoshida and infielder Sakai still have not said what they're going to do, or have been released. I need to get a list of people who have been released. The first pitch to Matoba misses for ball one. The second offering, outside but swung on a miss, strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Really, the whole who's going to declare free agency. The next pitch is swung on a miss, strike three. And Shimizu has back-to-back strikeouts here in the third inning. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Kawasaki with two down and nobody on. The whole topic of who's going to be a free agent, who's going to be posted, etc., really bores me to tears. I really like to just sit back and wait to see what happens. I don't really like speculating, but I know that a lot of my readership really like talking about that. Mostly those only interested in Major League Baseball. The feeling I get is they come over to JapaneseBaseball.com and are just looking for who they can take, like vultures. They count one strike, one ball to Kawasaki. Shimizu on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. The third pitch is called strike two. At the knees. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. I just feel like that whole Nichibei and Rumors Mill, those two forums, are just filled with vultures. The fourth pitch is lifted in foul territory toward third base. Imae over, and he makes the catch for out number three. So Kawasaki fouls out to Imae, and the Hawks go down in order for the second time this evening. At the end of three complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a scoreless tie after three complete here in Game 2 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs 2005. The Chibolote Marines won Game 1 of this series yesterday by a score of 4-2. And for the Marines, here in the fourth inning, it'll be numbers 4, 5, and 6, Sabato, Franco, and Benny. Sabato, while the radio was off to commercial, popped out on the second pitch for out number 1. Franco, up to bat, swings and misses at the first pitch for strike 1. Saito's second offering misses up high, ball 1. 1-1 the count. Franco flew out to center his first at bat. The second offering misses inside, ball 2. 1-2 the count. The fourth offering, a curveball in there for a called strike 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Looking up the last play on Yahoo, I see that Sabato grounded out to third for the first out. If you're scoring at home. The 2-2 pitch misses inside for ball 3. That brings the count full to Franco. Franco. Saito on the mound for the Hawks. The Shoba pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. 142 kilometer per hour forkball is strikeout number five for Saito tonight. So two quick outs here in the fourth inning, and that'll bring up right fielder Benny batting in the number six slot. Benny had the big single off the wall yesterday, driving in the two runs that turned out to be the difference in the game. The first pitch by Saito to Benny misses for ball one. And the clock strikes seven here in Japan. The second offering, a curveball in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. The third offering is outside, but swung on a miss by Benny. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Benny fouled out to first, his first at bat. Benny missed part of the season injured this year. The fourth pitch misses for ball two. 2-2 now the count. The fifth offering, outside, but swung on a miss. Strike three. Saito gets two more strikeouts this inning for six so far through four. Saito has the Marines swinging and missing tonight. At the end of three and a half now, we're still knotted at 0-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks are going to be sitting up numbers 2, 3, and 4. Shibahara, Batista, and Matsunaka. The first pitch to Shibahara is in there for strike one. And this second offering is lined over the second base bag and into center field. That one drops in there for a base hit. That's the Hawks' second hit of the game. Kawasaki led off the first with a base hit. Got as far as second, was stranded there. We'll see how the Hawks do with their leadoff runner on here in the fourth. And cleanup coming up. Number three, batting Batista, is next. But Batista goes after the first pitch, grounding it to second, grounding it to short. Nishioka up with the ball, tosses to Horty for one. The relay to first is well in time. And the leadoff base runner is erased. So, we've had three pitches this inning and two outs. Matsunaka now comes up with nobody on and two down. Matsunaka with a runner at second in the first inning, fouled out to end the inning. The first pitch misses for ball one. And Matsunaka swings and misses. Pitch number two, evening the count at 1-1. That ball was down low. It would have been a ball had it held up. The third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to the Pacific League's leading RBI and home run man. The fourth offering misses, evening the count at 2-2. Last year, Matsunaka also had the batting title added to that, winning the Triple Crown in 2004, that is. The fifth pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. And that's strikeout number four for Shimizu. So the Hawks get their first runner on, but go down in order, 1-2-3. At the end of four complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome for the Pacific League Playoffs second stage. We're going to the fifth inning here at Fukuoka Dome. The Chibolote Marines send up the bottom of their order, numbers 7, 8, 9, Lee, Imae, and Hashimoto. These two teams are very even. During the regular season, they were 10-10 against each other. Each of them 5-5 at home and away. And we're scoreless through four. The first pitch from Saito De Lee misses for ball one. The second offering misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to the Asian home run king. Lee hitting 56 home runs in KBO, Korean Baseball Organization, back in 2003. Next pitch by Saito misses. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. The fourth pitch is in there. Lee taking it. One strike, three balls. Now the count. Lee has one home run against the Hawks this season, and that one home run was against Saito. The fifth pitch catches the inside corner, called strike two. After falling behind, 0-3. Saito comes back with a pair of strikes to bring the count full. The right-handed Saito throws a 150-kilo slider in there, and Lee swings and misses for his second strikeout this game. And that's Saito's seventh strikeout. After three straight balls, Saito comes back with three straight strikes, getting Lee to strike out swinging for out number one. That'll bring up Imae. Imae also has a home run off of Saito this season, batting 250 against him. The first pitch to Imae is in there for strike one. Imae, his first at bat, drew a base on balls on five pitches. The only walk given up by either pitcher this game. The next pitch is lifted to the right side, and it just goes over Torigoi's head, bounces in. It sounds like that's being called an error. No, they're calling it a hit. I don't know. From the description I got on the radio, it sounded like an error by Torigoi. But it's being called a hit to center field. A weak fly ball that just cleared Torigoi's head for a one-out single. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. Imae, during the regular season, stole four, was caught stealing once. Imae has reached base twice now, once on a base on balls, now on a blooper over Torigoi's head. Ruled an infield or as hit to center field. The first pitch to Hashimoto misses for ball one. Hashimoto struck out his first at bat. Saito's second pitch. And the next offering is swung on and grounded to second base. Tori Goya is up with the ball, shovels to shortstop Kawasaki, covering second. The throw to first is in the dirt, but held on to by Zudetta for a 4-6-3 double play. So the Chibolote Marines get a base runner this inning, but it's 3-up, 3-down in the fifth. After the second inning, Saito has really settled down, retiring the next 9. At the end of 4.5 now, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got the Chibolote Marines facing the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks in Game 2 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs. The Chibolote Marines swept the Sable Lions 2-0 in Stage 1 to move down to Fukuoka for Stage 2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Zudetta leads off, swinging and missing at Shimizu's first offering for strike one. It was a big swing and a miss. The second offering, Zudetta holds up, evening the count at 1-1. Zudetta, Miyagi, Cabrera scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The third offering, a big swing and a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Zudetta. And the next pitch is lifted to shallow right field. Second baseman Hori goes out. Right fielder Benny comes in. And it's Hori who makes the catch in shallow right field for out number one. That'll bring up right fielder Miyagi. Miyagi had a special interview in this week's Shukan Baseball. Shukan Baseball. He being one of the Hawks' keys in this series. The first pitch misses for ball one. Miyagi lined out to short his first at bat. The next pitch misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Against Shimizu during the regular season, Miyagi hit one home run and batted a whopping .389. The third offering is in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The fourth offering is grounded to the left side. Jorge goes a little bit to his left. Tosses the ball to first for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up left fielder Cabrera batting in the number 7 slot. Cabrera yesterday homered to left field. That home run, even he said, surprised him. Cabrera, the Hawks Cabrera, not a home run hitter. Only had 8 home runs during the regular season. Although he did hit 2 against the Marines. And the first pitch, he hits deep to left field. Left fielder Franco goes back, looks up, hi-ta! Home run! Cabrera, 2 nights in a row, home runs to left field, putting the Hawks up by a score of 1-0. During the regular season, Cabrera had 2 home runs out of his 8 against these Marines. And in 2 games here in postseason, he's got 2 home runs to left. Cabrera got around on that pitch and put the Hawks up by a score of 1-0. That'll bring up second baseman Torigoe, who takes first pitch for strike one. Really, Cabrera himself says he's not a home run hitter. The second offering to Torigoe misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering fouled off for strike two. 2 strikes, 1 ball. The count to Torigoe. Shimizu on the mound for the Chivalote Marines. Shimizu had a 4.94 ERA against the Hawks during the regular season. The next pitch is driven to right center. Sabato comes over and makes the catch for out number 3. But not before Cabrera hits his second home run of this series. A home run to left field, putting the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks up by a score of 1-0 after 5. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're halfway through this game. 5 innings in the books. And the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 1-0. Thanks to Cabrera's 2-out solo home run in the bottom of the 5th inning. That's 2 days in a row that Cabrera has gone deep. That was only the 3rd hit given up by Shimizu, but a big hit it was. For the Chibolote Marines, here in the 6th inning, it'll be the top of the order for the 3rd time. Nishioka takes the first pitch by Saito. Low and away for ball one. The second offering is swung on and fouled off. 1-1 the count. Nishioka so far today has grounded out to second and flown out to center. The third offering is swung on and grounded up the first base line, and that ball is going into the corner. Nishioka rounds first, heads into second, and is in there standing up for a leadoff double. So the Hawks strike first with a home run in the bottom of the 5th, but the Marines, getting their Marine Gun offense warmed up against Saito with a leadoff double by Nishioka. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. Hori has struck out swinging and grounded out to third. So far this evening. Saito checks the runner at second base, stepping off the rubber. The first pitch to Hori misses outside, ball one. Nishioka, very fast runner. Yesterday on an infield hit, he went from first to third. He was running on the pitch. That's something you don't see every day. Chibolote Marines looking to tie this one up. But Saito very concerned with the runner at second base. The second offering, swung on a miss by Hori. Strike one. 1-1 now the count. One thing I would like to do for the Japan series is get a guest commentator to call me up on Skype. The third pitch misses for ball one. That'll help fill in a lot of the dead time that you hear. I'm not concerned if you're a Chiba Marine fan or a Torekichi. Please write in to the thread on this series and let me know if you think you can do it. I'll do what I can to help you get set up. The fourth pitch is in there for strike two. 2-2 the count. The next pitch is fouled off. Count remains 2-2. Hori against Saito this season batted 286. He struck out and grounded out to the left side so far today. The next pitch misses, and the announcer says that now the count is 2-2. Okay. Two and two the count. Runner at second base, nobody out. The sixth pitch, a fork ball. One bounder to the catcher. Taken for ball three. That brings the count full. Saito's pitch count getting up there. Shimizu had a couple of innings with less than 10 pitches. I don't think Saito has had an inning with less than 10. Chiba Marine fans chatting, Hori, Hori. And Hori fouls the next pitch away. Count remains full. Hori just fouling the ball off, protecting the plate. Saito very concerned with the runner at second base. The eighth pitch misses. Ball four. The Chibolote Marines have two base runners on. And nobody out. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Down by a score of 1-0. Thanks to Cabrera's solo home run in the bottom of the fifth inning. The infield gathers on the mound to discuss how they're going to handle this. Like all the playoff games, this looks to be a very low scoring game. I'm sure the Hawks want to keep the Marines from scoring any. As 1-0 looks like a very likely finish. Fukuda coming up next. Fukuda yesterday hit a buster double to left center. To put runners at first and third in the eighth inning, setting up a two-run inning where the Marines took the lead. They've got runners at first and second here and nobody out. Fukuda has singled so far today and struck out. He's showing bunt, takes the first pitch for ball one. Saito, after a long look in, steps off the rubber. Checking Nishioka at second base. Hori is at first. We have nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. The second pitch, a one-bounder up there, blocked well by Matoba. No strikes, two balls. Now the count to Fukuda. Fukuda, during the regular season against Saito, batted .333. Against the Hawks, he batted .266 with no home runs and 10 RBIs. So he has really driven in the runs against the Hawks this season. The third offering in there on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. One strike, two balls. Now the count to Fukuda. Batting count. And the next pitch is lifted to left field. Left fielder has a long run to get there. Cabrera comes in and makes the catch. Runners return to their bases. And Saito wins this battle. Wins this round against Fukuda. But the battle is still going on. Runners at first and second, one down now. Center fielder Sabato coming to the plate. Sabato, of course, yesterday hitting a double to drive in the tying run in the fourth inning. Sabato takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Sabato so far today, a single and ground out to the left side. Sabato, though, is batting .455 against Saito this season. The second offering swung on and hit to the right side, going into the stands. Two quick strikes on Sabato. So Sabato in the hole here. One down, runners at first and second. The Marines down by one. The third offering by Saito misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. The fourth pitch just misses Sabato's head. Two and two, the count. S- Salvador Strong with runners in scoring position. Shobhani Tsioi. The 2-2 pitch. Everybody seems to think it was a strike, but the home plate umpire does not raise his arm. That brings the count full. So will Salvador take this gift? Or will Saito rise above it? Runners at first and second. Nishioka led off the inning with a double to right. Hori followed with a base on balls. Fukuda then flew out to left for the first out. The Shobu pitch with runners going is fouled off and out of play. Only one out here, but the runners were on the move. On the full count pitch. Nishioka yesterday, on an infield hit, took two bases on the run. And Saito is nervous about Nishioka at second, steps off the mound, taking a little bit more time. The Shobu pitch misses, ball four. This time definitely a ball. And that's the second base on balls given up by Saito this inning. The third given up by him this game. And I've got to say, base on balls tend to cost you. So we'll see if the Chibolote Marines can cash in on these two gifts. Bases are now loaded. One out. Number five batting, Franco, coming up to the plate. Franco so far today has flown out to center and struck out swinging. He takes the first pitch from Saito. A changeup for a ball. No strikes, one ball. Yesterday, Franco was 0-3 in the Marines' victory. The second offering is lined to the left center gap. One run in. Hori rounds third. Two runs in. Gakuten! Franco, a two-run single to the gap in left center. Puts the Chibolote Marines up by a score of 2-1. Those base on balls really cost Saito this inning. Franco taking a fork ball to the left center gap. Scoring two. That's only the fourth hit. No, the fifth hit for the Marines this game. Benny grounds the first pitch to the third baseman. Subito comes home, and the throw goes to first base. Subito home in. Benny grounds out to the third baseman, but drives in the third Chibolote Marine run this inning. That brings up Lee Sonyop. He takes the first pitch for ball one. Lee has struck out twice so far this game. The next pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Correction, Franco, two batters ago, hit a double to left center, not a single. And he went to third on Benny's ground out. Next pitch, fouled away by Lee. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. We've got two down here in the top of the sixth inning. Runner at third base. Three runs in so far by Lotte. Those two base on balls have really hurt Saito. And the next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Lee strikes out swinging three times in a row, giving Saito his eighth strikeout of the game. But the Chibolote Marines strike back with three runs here in the top of the sixth inning and take a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Chibolote Marines have just turned this game around, scoring three in the sixth inning on two hits, a leadoff double by Nishioka, base on balls to Hori and Sabato loaded the bases, and Franco cleared them. Well, drove in two with a double to left center. The third run came in on Binney's, ground out to third. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Matoba, number nine batter, leading off for the Hawks. He takes first pitch for a ball and fouls off pitch number two for strike one. The count is now 1-1. Shimizu on the mound for the Marines. The third pitch is swung on a miss by Matoba. Two strikes, one ball now the count. And the fourth pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Matoba goes down swinging twice in two at-bats. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Kawasaki singled to lead off the top of the first inning, or the bottom of the first inning, rather, and fouled out to third. That was Shimizu's fifth strikeout of the game. And the first pitch to Kawasaki is hit deep to left. Going. Haita! Home run! That's the second home run for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. And they cut the Marines' lead to just one. The Hawks now trailing 3-2. Kawasaki took the first pitch deep. That brings up center fielder Shibahata. Now down by just one. And the first pitch to Shibahata is in there for a called strike one. All of the runs that the Marines have given up have been solo home runs in stage one and stage two. Shibahara so far has struck out swinging and singled his center. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. The Marines lead 5-4 so far. And the next pitch is swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout number 6 for Shimizu. And the second out of the sixth inning. And we'll bring up third baseman Batista, batting number 3 in the order. Batista takes first pitch for ball 1. The second offering swung on a miss, strike one. 1-1 now the count. next pitch is hit up high. This one is almost to the ceiling. And when it comes down, it's Hoodie making the call and the catch. That retires the side. But not before Kawasaki takes Shimizu deep for the second Hawk home run of this game to bring the Hawks to within one run. At the end of six complete, we have ourselves a one-run ball game with the Chibolote Marines leading by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Again, we've got an exciting game going on. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks scored first as Cabrera hit a two-out solo home run to left in the bottom of the fifth inning to start the scoring, but the Marines didn't let that get them down. In the top of the sixth, a leadoff double by Nishioka, followed by a pair of base on balls to Hori and Sabudo, with Fukuda flying out in between, loaded the bases with one out. Franco then doubled to the left center gap to score two. Benny drove in the third run, grounding out to third base, and the Marines took a 3-1 lead, but that lead was narrowed to one when Kawasaki hit a one-out home run on Shimizu's first offering to him to make this ballgame 3-2. We're going to the top of the seventh inning now. Marines leading 3-2. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Imae, Hashimoto, then Nishioka. This inning. And the clock strikes 8 o'clock. And the first pitch to Imae misses for ball one. The second offering is grounded deep into the hole on the left side. Kawasaki gets to the ball, comes up, throws to first just in time. Nice play by Kawasaki to get Imae here in the top of the seventh inning. I believe that I just heard that Yoshitake has come in to pitch. Yes, Yoshitake is the second pitcher for the Hawks tonight. The first pitch to Hashimoto misses for ball one. Yoshitaka came in to pitch to Imae, so he started this inning. Hashimoto lifts the next pitch way up high, almost to the ceiling, but this one is going to go into the stands, fell. The line for Saito, he struck out 8, walked 3, gave up 5 hits, no home runs, but 3 big runs. All in the 6th inning. Throwing 6 complete. The next offering to Hashimoto misses for ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls, now the count. Saito, the pitcher of record so far. The next pitch fouled away, evening the count at 2-2. As I mentioned, I'm looking for somebody to accompany me, kind of be a co-anchor for the Japan series. Call in via Skype. The 5th pitch, a line drive foul. Count remains 2-2. You can either post to the website, preferably in the playoff thread, or you can write to me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. The next pitch misses inside ball 3. Full count now to Hashimoto with 1 out and nobody on here in the top of the 7th inning. Chibolote leading by a score of 3-2. I really don't expect a high-scoring game. The next pitch misses for ball 3. I guess that previous pitch was a foul ball. Okay, now that we have full count to Hashimoto, the 8th pitch is swung on a miss, strike 3. Yoshitaka chalks up his first strikeout. And we'll go back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka grounded out to second, flew out to center, and led off the big 6th inning with a double later to come in to score. On Franco's big 2-run double. The first pitch to Nishioka misses inside ball 1. Fukuoka Dome well over 90% capacity. Second pitch Line to center field. Center fielder over a couple of steps. Makes the catch for out number three. And the Marines are retired in order here in the seventh by Yoshitake. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Hawks' lucky seven, with the Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the Hawks' lucky seven, with the Hawks trailing by a score of 3-2. The Hawks will be sending up the heart of their order. Matsunaka, Zureta, and Miyagi. So far this game, all the scoring for the Hawks have come on home runs. Solo home run by Cabrera in the fifth inning, and a solo home run by Kawasaki in the sixth. The Marines, on the other hand, have had a pair of timely hits. Franco, a timely double with the bases loaded in the sixth inning, scored the first two runs, turning the game around. And Benny followed, grounding out to third. Driving in the third Lotte run. Shimizu is ready, and Matsunaka takes the first pitch for ball one. Shimizu's next offering misses down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Matsunaka, leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. And the third offering swung on and missed, strike one. Shimizu has six strikeouts so far, one of those being Matsunaka, as he struck out swinging in the fourth. Next pitch misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Count to Matsunaka's favor. The fifth pitch swung on a miss, strike two. That brings the count full. The next offering is hit to the left center field. Left fielder Franco comes over and makes the catch for out number one. Matsunaka thought he might finally have a hit, as he was hitless yesterday as well. But Franco is there to make that out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Zuleta. He's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it deep to center field. But center fielder Sabato is calling for the ball, has it in his sights, and takes it in for out number two. Zuleta gave the ball a ride, but came up short. That'll bring up right fielder Miyagi. Miyagi has flied out to right, flied out to the second baseman, and flied out to center so far. Oh, that was Zuleta, sorry. Miyagi has lined out to short and grounded out to second so far this game. The first pitch to Miyagi misses for ball one. Shimizu has scattered four hits so far. Next pitch in there for strike one. 1-1 now the count. Two of those hits, though, home runs, Cabrera and Kawasaki. The third offering to Miyagi misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls now the count. Shimizu has not given up a base on balls yet. Base on balls really coming back to haunt Saito. And the next pitch is lifted to left field. Franco comes in and takes in the easy fly ball for out number three. So, Shimizu gets the side in order on fly balls. At the end of seven complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the eighth inning, the Chibolote Marines leading Game 2, Stage 2 by a score of 3-2. They'll be sending up numbers 2, 3, 4, Hori, Fukuda, and Sabato. Chiba leads this one by a score of 3-2. They've out-hit the Hawks only by one, 5-4. The first pitch to Hoodie is fouled off and out of play. Strike one. But the Marines have stranded four so far to just one by the Hawks. The second offering misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering to Hoodie misses for ball two. So far this game, Hoodie has struck out swinging, grounded out to third, and reached on a base on balls. The fourth pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side. The ball going just out of play, as right fielder Miyagi was making an attempt to get to the ball. He'll have to return to his position. At Chiba Marine Stadium tonight, they've opened up the stadium for free. Anybody can come in and watch the game on the big screen. Hoodie lines the next pitch foul into the stands on the right side. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is grounded on one hop to Batista at third base, who is up with the ball, throws to first for out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Looking at the numbers, these two teams really don't have that much difference. The main difference is that with runners on, the Marines have managed to come through with a timely hit. Fukuda is swinging at the first pitch and pokes the ball into center field for a base hit. That's Fukuda's second hit of the evening, and Lotte's sixth hit overall. That'll bring up number four hitting, Sabado. Sabado reached first on a base on balls in the sixth inning. Otherwise, he singled in the first and grounded out to third in the third. Sabado reaching on a base on balls in the sixth inning, came around to score on Benny's ground out to third. And Sabado swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. The second offering is lifted back to the backstop, but the ball goes over into the stands. Two strikes, no balls to count. Lotte leading by three. Or leading by one. 3-2. And the third pitch in there for a called strike three. Yoshitake Sankyu Shobu for out number two. That'll bring up left fielder Franco. Franco, the hero of the night, with a double to left center, driving in the tying and go-ahead runs in the sixth inning. But before that, it sounds like we're going to have a pitching change. Mise comes in to throw to Franco. So we'll take a short break and come back when Mise has finished his warm-up pitches. Right now, we're in the top of the eighth inning. Runner at first base, two down. Franco at the plate. Mise coming in to pitch for Yoshitake. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Runner at first base, two down, and we have a pitching change. Mise comes in as the third pitcher of the evening, replacing Yoshitake. Yoshitake has struck out one, walked none, given up just one hit. That hit to Fukuda with one out here in this inning. Gave up no home runs in 1 2/3 innings. Right now, the runner at first base is his responsibility. Franco is the batter for Lotte. The first pitch by Mise misses for ball one. Franco, so far the hero of this game. A double to left center, scoring two. Turn this game around. And the second pitch is grounded to the left side. Kawasaki up with the ball, tosses to second for the force. And the side is retired. So Franco grounds into a force play to end this inning, and that closes the book on Yoshitake, giving up no runs in 1 2/3 inning. And at the end of 7.5 innings, the Chibolote Marines hold on to a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome for Game 2, Stage 2 between the Chibolote Marines and Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. We're going to the bottom of the 8th inning. Hawks down by 1, trailing 3-2. They'll be sending up numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the order, Cabrera, Torigoe, and Matoba. Cabrera, in the bottom of the 5th inning, with 2 down, hit the first pitch. He was offered by Shimizu over the left field fence. The first run of the game. He'll be leading it off here in the bottom of the 8th. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Marines this inning. Like yesterday, Serafini threw just, well, 5 2/3 inning. His pitch count really wasn't that high, but Valentine Kantoku brought him out. At least I don't think his pitch count was that high. Yabuta into pitch. His first pitch to Cabrera is on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The Serafini yesterday threw 81 pitches through 5 2/3 innings. Yabuta came in to pitch the 8th inning yesterday. The next pitch is lifted to center field, or right center. Sabato comes over and makes the catch for out number 1. That'll bring up Torigoe. Torigoe so far has struck out swinging and flown out to center. No, Homma is coming on to pinch hit. Oh, Kantoku really needing a run. Kobayashi was perfect yesterday in the 9th. The first pitch to pinch hitter Homma is in there for strike one. Second pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Two quick strikes on Homma. Shimizu threw a total of 7 innings, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, struck out 6, did not give up any walks. And that was a big difference between he and Saito. Next pitch misses for ball 1, 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. Yabuta on the mound. Second pitcher for the Marines. And the next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike three. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yabuta's first strikeout of the game. SoftBank Hawks really want to even this series out right here. Next up is catcher Matoba. The first pitch misses for ball one. The second offering, reach for, lifted back over the backstop. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Stage two is a best 3 out of 5. Lotte hoping to take this for a 2-0 advantage. Hawks trying to prevent that. Marines leading by a score of 3-2. Two out, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The third offering by Yabuta misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. To Matoba. And another ball. One strike, three balls to count. The fifth offering. Ball four. That's the first base on balls given up by a Marine this evening. The Marines cashed in on two walks. We'll see what the Hawks do with their free pass. There's two down now. With leadoff batter Kawasaki coming up next. Kawasaki singled, fouled out to third, and in the sixth inning, hit a big home run to right field. The first pitch is in there for strike one. I believe I reported that his home run was to left earlier. That was incorrect. It was to right. 1 quick strike to Kawasaki. Runner at first base, 2 down here in the bottom of the 8th inning. The second pitch misses inside, ball 1. 1-1 the count. Yabuta yesterday pitched to just 2 batters, but got 3 outs. The third pitch is swung on and lined right to Hody at second base. 3 outs. So the Hawks get a base on balls, but they don't cash in on it. At the end of 8 complete now, The Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Mike Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines are going to be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 this inning. Benny, Lee, and Imae. This is the second stage of the Pacific League playoffs. Lotte taking the first game against the Hawks by a score of 4-2 yesterday. Today they lead 3-2. And I believe we have a pitching change this inning. And I'm still waiting to hear who the new pitcher is. Sorry for the long silence. The Marines are going for their first league championships in 31 years. The first pitch to Benny catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. I'm still not sure who's on the mound. Next pitch misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Yesterday, for the public viewing at Chiba Marine Stadium, they attracted 5,000 people to the stadium to watch the game on the big screen. Benny drives the next pitch to left center, but it's the center fielder Shibahara coming over to make the catch for out number one. Today, report is in that there are 7,000 people at Chiba Marine Stadium watching this game on the big screen. And on a Thursday, attracting that many people to watch a ball game on a big TV, that's something. Lee takes the first pitch for ball one. Bahara is the pitcher starting this inning for the Hawks. The second offering is in there for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Mise just pitched to one batter, got him out. The third offering swung on a miss by Lee. Two strikes, one ball the count. Bahara, the fourth Hawk on the mound tonight. Mise just threw one third inning. And the next pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the first strikeout by Bahara. The 10th Marine to strike out tonight. And that'll bring up Imae. And Imaya lines the next pitch to right field, just on the line. And it's right fielder Miyagi there to take the ball in for the third out of the inning. So Bahara retires the side in order in the top of the ninth inning. Going to the Hawks' last chance. The Hawks continue to trail this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chibolote Marines, it's super closer Kobayashi Masahide taking the mound. Kobayashi closed all three games so far for Chiba in postseason. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 here in the ninth inning. Shibahara, Batista, and Matsunaka. In the field, Sabato moves to right field now. In center field is now Otsuka, batting in Franco's spot in the lineup. And I believe that's the only changes.
Benny moves from right to left.
Oh, okay.
So the outfield all rotates a bit. Otsuka comes in for Franco. Plays in center. Sabato moves from center to right. And Benny moves from right to left. Shibahara leads off. He's struck out twice and singled so far this evening. Yabuta pitched one inning, struck out one, walked one. The first pitch by Kobayashi misses inside for ball one. The second offering is swung on and fouled off to the third base side and out of play. I'm starting to have more confidence in Kobayashi. I haven't cursed him at all in the playoffs so far. Next pitch is in there for strike one. And the fourth pitch misses, evening the count at 2-2. During the regular season, I've watched a number of Chiba Marine games. And it seems like Kobayashi always blew him. Next pitch is fouled off to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. And the first game against Cebu, Kobayashi really made me nervous, but managed to come through for the save. Next pitch is lined into shallow center field. Center fielder comes in, but it's Nishioka making a great play going out in shallow center field to make the catch. Again, Lotte defense unbeatable. The Chiba Lotte Marines have really solidified their defense, and this is why they have 6-10 game winners. When things are going your way, they just keep going your way. Next up is Batista, and he takes the first pitch from Kobayashi. Down low for ball one. Batista, 0-4 so far today. Had one hit in yesterday's game. Next pitch in there for strike one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering pulled up the third base side, but foul. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Two strikes, one ball. The count.
next pitch is lifted to left field. Benny, now in left field, comes in, stops, makes the catch for out number two. The Hawks are down to their final out here in game number two, trailing by a score of 3-2. But it's number four batter, Matsunaka, at the plate. Matsunaka hit 7 home runs against Lotte, driving in 17 during the regular season. Against Kobayashi, though, he was hitless during the regular season and takes the first pitch for ball one. The second pitch is lifted deep to center field. Going back is center fielder Otsuka at the fence, makes the catch for the third out of the inning. And the Chiba Lotte Marines take 2 games in a row, 4 straight games in postseason. They only need one more to go on to play the Hanshin Tigers in the Nippon Series. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me, both live and via MP3. The scoring for the game: the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks were on the board first when, with 2 out in the 5th inning, Cabrera homered to left field. But that lead didn't hold long, as in the top of the 6th inning, Nishioka led off with a double to right. Hori drew a base on balls. And 1 out later, Sabado loaded the bases with a base on balls. With 1 out and the bases loaded, Franco came through with a double to the left center gap, scoring 2. The Marines taking the lead. Benny then grounded out to third base, scoring 1 more run. And the Chiba Lotte Marines took a 3-1 lead after 5.5 innings. With 1 out in the bottom half of the 6th, though, Kawasaki took the first pitch from starting pitcher Shimizu deep to right field for the second home run of the game by the SoftBank Hawks. And that cut the Marines' lead to 1. And that's where it stayed. Game final, Chiba Lotte Marines, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They stranded 5. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks scored 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and only stranded 2. The big difference: long ball versus timelies. And it looks like the Chiba Lotte Marines' timely machine gun offense proves superior tonight. That's one thing that I compared earlier in the evening. The Hawks have out-hit the Marines 286-273 in head-to-head competition. They've also out-homered them 28-16, but the Marines scored 100 runs against the Hawks compared to 80 by the Hawks against the Marines. So the Marines may not rely so much on the long ball, but they're outscoring the Hawks. Again, the final score, Chibolote Marines 3, Fukuoka Daiei Hawks 2. Thank you for joining me. Please feel free to share this MP3 with your friends. And we look forward to Game 3 coming up this Saturday. Hope you can join me. Until then, take care.